This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Author Dave Eggers has a new book out. It's called A Hologram for the King. It's about an American businessman named Alan Clay and how his career working for a bicycle company kind of mirrors the rise and fall of American manufacturing, outsourcing, and all. Dave Eggers, thanks for being here.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
This guy, Alan Clay, he's 54-something years old. He is down on his luck, having ridden, no pun intended, actually, having ridden the Schwinn Bicycle Company to some professional success. And then when that company faltered, so did he. What got you to Schwinn Bicycles?
Well, I grew up a little north of Chicago. And, you know, the Schwinn Bicycle Company was based on the west side of Chicago for almost 100 years. And they, you know, made millions of bikes right there. And they were...
I had one. Mine was red with a banana seat and a sissy bar.
Yeah. Well, they were really well-built bikes. Yeah. And they were built like tanks. They would last for decades. And the idea was that they, you know, they were built to, that was, this is your one bike, or you can pass it along to your sibling and your children and grandchildren, and it'll still run. And they, you know, they really made a good product. And then, you know, in the 80s, they started shopping out some of the parts and some of the, you know, more and more of the bicycle to Taiwan first and then China. And pretty soon these bike makers in China didn't need Schwinn anymore. Step by step, they sort of did a lot of different things wrong.
When you first started doing your character sketches for Alan Clay and everybody else in this book, was it purposeful that you hooked it all on American manufacturing and industrialism and sort of the rise and fall of it?
Yeah, I think that that interested me first. It started with Schwinn and bikes, and you know, I guess I'm a publisher, so we create our books and, you know, we manufacture our books mostly in the U.S. now, but we experimented and still do here and there with books made in China. And so it was on my mind, sort of the difference in unit cost and, you know, the advantages of shipping things over there.
Well, it's so interesting you mention your own experience because, first of all, you're a book publisher in an economy that is moving toward electronic books, which must just kill you somehow. But right? I mean, but here's the other thing. This book, I mean, I'm holding it in my hand. It is, it's beautiful, right? It's, the cover is ornate. It's heavy. It's, I don't know if it's carved or precision drilled or whatever it is. But here's the thing. I'm a big one for reading the dedication page and then that page opposite it. And way down at the bottom, it says, first printing, manufactured at Thompson Shore Printers, Dexter, Michigan.
Yeah, there was a medium-sized printer right outside Detroit. And so they were on my radar just for this nice local printer. And this was done at a totally regular unit cost, competitive with anything else
really?
You make in the U.S.
Because I got to tell you, it looks really expensive.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really
But
does.
That's if you work within the strengths of the printer or any sort of, you know, manufacturer. If you could work with what you're envisioning and make it work with the machinery they've got, you can come up with something great. You just have to be creative. And it was a weird thing that while I was writing about this, we were sort of going through the same decision process that Alan went through years ago, which is like a lot of the outsourcing of this manufacturing, it's done by little, you know, 1,000 cuts. And before you know it, you're shopping out everything and all this knowledge base is gone and, you know, and then the supply chain is gone. And but, you know, I think that the advantage is to be able to call somebody on the phone, visit the plant very easily, you know, turn things around quickly. You know, it makes a lot of sense.
The book by Dave Eggers is called A Hologram for the King. We will have an excerpt on our website and, I should say, a picture of that cover. You sort of have to check it out to know what we're talking about. Dave Eggers, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.